Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. We're in Samach Vav Amud Beis. We're on the first wide line, the first widest line. Thank you. We're on the first widest line. Today's Daf is Shir, is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Leila Mishmas Moshe Ben Shmuel. Here we go. So, ready? First wide line. Ashkechan Tamiru Pesach Tadachu Shabbos. So we just got to finish saying yesterday's Daf, that the Tamid and the Pesach are both brought on Shabbos. Didachu Tumah Menalon. How do we know that they're also pushed off in Tumah? That if Rov Klal Yisrael is Tameh, you could bring the Pesach, and you could bring the Tamid. How do you know that? Amri, Ki Hechi D'Yalef Pesach Mi Tamid L'Inyan Shabbos, Hachanami Yalef Tamid Pesach L'Inyan Tumah. Just how you know that by Pesach you could do it, so by Talmud you could do it. Pesach, Gufa Minol, how do you know you could do it by Pesach? How do you know? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Korat said, Ish, any man, ki yihye tamei lenefesh, that he'll become tamei lenefesh in his soul. What does that mean? He'll become tamei nefesh, tamei in his soul. What does that mean? He'll become tamei in his soul. Doesn't mean anything, right? You can't be tamei in your soul. You can only be tamei in your body, right? Anyway, ish nidchel Pesach sheni. A man is pushed off to Pesach sheni. The ain tzibur nidchel Pesach sheni. But a tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach sheni. Ella, rather, of the betuma, they do it in tuma. Okay. Amale Rav Shimon ben Lakish Rav Yochanan. 1 second. It's how we say like this. Ish nidchel Pesach sheni. A man gets pushed off to Pesach sheni. There's a special heter. Now you know other mitzvah like that. I didn't put on tefillin today. I put it on tomorrow. I'll do it next month. No, you lost it. But by Karban Pesach, you have another chance. But Tzibur, let's say Tekanta, Lo Pesach Rishon, Lo Pesach Sheni. But if everyone's Tamei, then you lose it. I tell you. I don't need another Pesach Sheni. Mar says, you're right. El Amr Shemin Lakesh Mehacha. There's another source for the din of Pesach Sheni. Of Pesach Rishon Betumah, Betzibur. What is it? It says like this. It says, this pasuk is in Parshas Naso. Vayishal, how's it go? Vishalchu min ha-machane. You should send out of the machane. Kol teruah, any metorah, kol zav, any zav, v'chol tamei lenefesh. And anybody who's tamei in their soul. Now, if I would have written this pasuk to the Gemara, Yomar Tamei Mesim. All the Pasuk would have had to say was, Tamei Mesim should leave. Why? They're the least Machmir. They're the most Mekil. So, Tamei Mesim have to leave. Val Yomar Zavanu Mitzorayin. I wouldn't have to mention them. Vani Yomar, and I would say, well, if Tamei Mesim is Shtalchin, Zavanu Mitzorayin Lokoshkin, if Tamei Mesim have to leave, then for sure they have to leave. Ella, Yesh lecha shah, now, you have a time, shezavin umitzorain mishtalchin, where they have to leave, then termes mishtalchin, and termes don't have to leave. They're not the same. The Torah had to write it separately, because they're not the same. Ve'ezezeh, when is that? Pesach haba betumah. If it's a Pesach haba betumah, a tamei meis is allowed to be there. Now, where exactly can he be? We'll get to that in a minute. He's allowed to be there. So they can't be the same. So the Torah had to go out of its way to separate them. And that's the raya that such a thing as Pesach Sheni, as Pesach Rishon Betumah. Such a right here. Now the Gemara is going to ask, so if that's the case, Amar Abayo, Ihachi, if so, Lema Nami, I would say like this, Yomer Zav Utami Meitzim, it should have said Zav only in Tami Meitzim, Val Yomar Mitzorah, and let not say Mitzorah, Vani Yomer, well, Zav, Mishtaleach, Mitzora lo kolshkin. Azav has to leave. Mitzora for sure. Also for sure. No. Ella yesh lachasha. There's a certain time. She mitzora and mishtalchin. Where the mitzora would have to go. They throw them out. But the ain zavin tamei mesim mishtalchin. But the tamei mesim and the zavs don't have to leave. When's that? The ain says there. Ha pesach haba b'toma. Maybe it's a pesach haba b'toma. V'chi teima hachanami. I must say that's true. That's not true. But we learn, Pesach haba betumah, if a Pesach is brought in Tumah,
Lo yochlu mimenu. So the following people cannot partake because they're tamei, but they're not tamei meis. Who are they? Zavim, zavos, nidos, violdos. None of those women. None of those women could take, can partake. Zav is a man also. These people can't partake. Why? Eyes over up a tumma. Yeah, but only tamei meis is the heter. No other tumma. V'yamachlu, but if they did eat peturin, so they don't get kares for it. They don't get a veir, but they're not allowed to. Ela amar abaya, that can't be right. Ela amar abaya la'olam mikra kama. Really, it's from the first source that we had before. And then, that what? That they compare to each other. Ish. Only a man gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, not a tzibur. So then we ask, well, maybe a tzibur gets no option. They don't get pushed off, and then they can't bring Pesach Rishon. V'im kein nichter rachmana ish ki yihi atamei. Should have said, any man that is tamei. L'nefesh, lamali. Why does it say tamei nefesh? Tamei in their soul? Right? What does that add? What does that add to the pasuk? V'chi tema, you want to tell me it adds hai l'nefesh l'hacha hu da'asa. It comes to teach me the following. Hatamei meis hu nidcha l'peisach sheni. That only a tamei meis gets pushed off. Aval shar tamei in lo, not other tuma. Only a meis is connected to a nefesh, not a sheret, and not a yoledes. V'otanya, we learned yachal lo yiyu osin pesach sheni el tamei meisim v'shoyer b'derech rechoka. Only a tamei meis and a derech rechoka get a option of a pesach sheni. Ella. Zavin, umitzara'in, ubole nidos, minayin. Talmud lomar, ish. I would have thought they also get a heter. So therefore it says ish. L'nefesh, tekasav rachmano lomali. So why does it say nefesh? Elahachi kamar, ish nidchel peitzach sheni. Ish gets pushed off to peitzach sheni. V'ein tzibin, tzibur nidchel peitzach sheni. Ella, rather, of the betoma. They do a betoma. The chi of the betzibur betuma, betumas meis, only tumas meis, aval shar tuma lo, aval shar tuma lo of it. No, other tuma does not work. If they're tame, the guy's a zav, he's potter. He can't bring a Pesach Rishon and he doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. He's potter, what can I tell you?
I take that back.
He will bring a Pesach Sheni, this guy. He'll bring a Pesach Sheni. The tzibur, if the whole tzibur is the tamei zav, zavos, all that, then they don't bring a Pesach Rishon b'tumah. The only time they bring a Pesach Rishon b'tumah is everybody's tamei meis. How's everybody going to be tamei meis? Everybody went to the same funeral. And everybody got tamei meis, right? The Gadol HaDor passed away, the whole Klai Yisrael went to the funeral, they all got tamei. Otherwise, it's hard to think of a situation. It's hard to imagine.
And tamei sheretz won't be able to.
Tamei sheretz won't be able to push, no, to do b'tumah? No. No. No, the whole Klai Yisrael touches the sheretz? No.
You think you make a Kal Vachomer like that? That kind of makes is allowed to do it.
The Gemara is going to say similar Kal Vachomers in a minute. Okay. You walked in at the perfect time.
Why is ish not different?
Because the Gemara always says ish, as the Torah says in Lashon B'nei Adam.
Ish, by definition. Individual men?
Yeah, individual men. Now, what happens if it's a zebra? So there are two options. There are two options. Either everyone brings a Pesach Sheni. There are three options. Either everyone brings a Pesach Sheni, or everybody brings a Petuma,
right.
Or neither.
Right.
Or you blew it.
But ish should be, but the definition of ish is individual.
Correct. So what is it? So then we said, what is it? Right. So we just made a drasha. What about l'nefesh? Okay. So we have made a drasha. Okay. Now we just said that a zav. There are three categories here of tuma. There's a tumei meis, which is the least machmir. It's the least machmir. A tumei meis, a zav, and a zava, and then you have a mitzora. Okay, there's no such thing as a mitzvah today, so the rule is like this.
And boil neither.
No, that's not a tumma. That's a tumma, but that's not a tumma. That's not in the pasuk. Who has to leave? Right? Who has to leave? Only those three people: a tamei meis, a zav or a zava, and a mitzvah.
Where do they have to be? Where can't they be? So a Metzora, I'll talk about it in today's world. A Metzora cannot enter the city of Yerushalayim. If there's such a thing as a Metzora, they would not be allowed to enter the city of Yerushalayim. A Zav, or a Zava, cannot go anywhere on the Har Habayis. Nowhere on the Har Habayis can a Zav go. A Tameh Meis can go on the Har Habayis, just cannot go into the Ezras Yisrael, which began at the gates called the Shar Nicanor. And those gates, they can't go into those gates. Outside those gates, to mill around on the Har Habayis, there's no Isser. Minat Torah, there's no Isser. Okay? That gets to the whole discussion. If we go on to the Har Habayis Bizman Hazeh. Minat Torah, there is absolutely no Isser as long as you don't cross over where the Shar Nicanor would be. Where is that? So we don't know. But for example, we'll talk about this in a half hour. For example, like in the Silver Dome, but today it's called the Silver Al-Aqsa. There's no question that a Tameis is allowed to go there. There's no question that that was not the Azara. There's no question. What?
Hug the walls.
Right, if you hug the walls, there's no question that you're in safe territory. No question. Minat Torah. No question about it. What's the issue? We'll see in a half hour. Okay? Good? Amar Rav Chista, Metzora Shenichnas Lefnim, Mimechitzaso, Potter. If a Metzora goes into one of the places where he's not supposed to go, for example, he walks into the city of Yerushalayim, he does not get Potter. He doesn't get Malchus. Why? Very difficult reason why he doesn't get Malchus. So the Gemara says, Shenemar Bodod Yeshev Michutz Lamachane Moshavo. He has to stay outside his Machane. Right? You have to stay outside. He's got to be alone. Right? Bodod Yeshev Levado Yeshev Michutz Lamachane. Hakasav Nitkul Asay. The Torah gives an Asay to the Los Asay. What's going on?
He's intentionally doing this.
It doesn't matter. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Af agaf. The lav, basar lav, k'tiv. Even though the lav is in Bamidbar and the aseh is in Bayikra, doesn't matter. Al karchach, l'natuke lavi asi. The aseh is coming to fix up the los aseh. The los aseh is don't come here. And the asay is, you have to be alone. The los asay is, don't steal. The asay is, return what you stole. So it's a lav shenitek lasay. It's a lav that can be fixed with it. What are you doing here? Get out. So if that's the case, there's no malchus. That's Rashi's pshat. The kaimalam, lav shenitek lasay, ain't lokin alav. You don't get malchus. The e la tuune asay. Velos ase. Could you have an ase and a los ase? Hoksiv be ase achwini. It says an ase v'yishalchum anamachane. Avol zavin utame mesim lo nidkin lase. There's no ase for them. Vaf agav da ase yisirik siv. Maybe there's an extra ase. Kol chad v'chad l'musa midrash b'sifri. The Sifri's got something to darshan from every one of those words, and there's no ase available. V'od de b'hai ksiv kol yimei asher hanaga. Mashma kol yomav bodeg yeshiv koi. It's master, he's got to be alone all the time. Deim avar v'nichnas yachzer v'yodze. If he does enter, he has to immediately leave. V'ein bo onesh acher. There's no other onesh. Kedashin and kol yom of the onesh is a naira. Right, it says you have to, if a guy rapes a girl, he has to marry her. And he's never allowed to divorce her. What if he does divorce her? What if he doesn't get her again? So does he get malchus? No, because he has to remarry her again. It's never going to end. Never ends. Right? Your whole life you have to stay married to her. You can always fix up that love by doing the assay. You give her a get, you have to remarry her. The next thing, give her a get again, you can't stand her, you have to remarry her. Doesn't end. So to over here, any time the Metzorah enters the Beis HaMikdash, the city of Yerushalayim violated a love of not entering, Gizun, has an immediately assay to leave. So therefore he doesn't get malchus. Okay, Tosas, that this big Tosas argues on him, the whole discussion of what's going on here, a simple Rashi. Okay?
Eisei, 1 second. Eisei, what are you talking about? Mitzora shenechnas lefnei mimichitzaso. If a mitzora enters, our boy, he gets malchus. The beferish astir is what we just said. He gets malchus. Now, that's the end of the kasha. The verse continues. Zavin, Zavos, Chinechazu, Lefnim, and Mechitasan Barboim, they also get Malchus. Tame Mace, Mutali, Kanis, Machana Levia. A Tame Mace is allowed to enter Machana Levia. What's Machana Levia? The Harabayas, not in the Azara. Right? That's Machana Levia. Velo Tame Mace Bulvad, Amru. Not only a Tame Mace, Alafilu Mace Atma, even a Mace itself, you could bring on thought to the Harabayas. Shenemar, like it says, V'yikach Moshe et Atzmos Yosef imo b'mechitzaso. The bones are in the Machane Levia with Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef, a dead person. Anyway, this Brisa says in black and white that if a Mitzora enters, he does get Malchus. So what's one end the Brisa? We should say he doesn't. So the answer is Tanohi, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. It's a Machlokas. The Tanya, Bodad Yeshev Levado. What does it mean? He should sit alone. Yeshev means he should sit there. No other Tamei people could be with him. And we'll share the hotel room together because they're both Tamei. I'm a Zav and you're a Mitzora. No, they can't be together. Maybe you say that a Tamei Meis and a Zav are sent out of one camp. Talmud Lomar, V'lo Yitam V'os Machane Hen. Litein Machane Lazeh, V'l Machane Lazeh, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says clearly, it's a plural word. They each have to go to their own spot. Rabbi Shimon Omar, Ein Tzarech. I don't need that drasha. Harei Omer, Vayishlachal Chumen Amachane Kol Tzeruah Chol Zav V'Chol Tomei LeNefesh. It says straight out of the pasuk. I don't need a drasha. Yomar Tomei Meis V'Al Yomar Tomei Zav. It should only say Meis and not Zav. Vani Omer Tomei Meis Mishdach and Zav Lo Kolshkin. If Meis have to go out, don't Tomei Meis have to also? Loman Emar Zav. Why does it say Zav? Litein lo machane shnia. They have to leave a further place. Vayomer Zav, Vayomer Mitzora. So let it say Zav and not say Mitzora. Vani Yomer. Zav and Mishtachin, Mitzora and Lokolshkin. Zav and have to leave. Mitzora for sure not. Lomanemer Mitzora. Litein lo machane shlishis. A third one. Kishomer, Bodad Yeshiv, Hakazav Nitgulase. And the Bodad Yeshiv is a lavshin at the glase. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Okay? Now, we just said that the least machmir is Tamei Meis, the second machmir is Zav, and the most machmir is a Mitzora. They can't even go into the city. Right? Good? My chumra de Zav mi Tamei Meis. What's the chumra of Zav and Tamei Meis? Why is a Zav worse than a Tamei Meis? Why? As a matter of fact, shekin tuma yotze olav mi gufo. Because tumah leaves the body. It's a tumah that comes out of the body. A tumah meis, the tumah doesn't come out of the body. Right? But a zav is something that comes out of the body. What is that zav?
Let's say one thing.
Yeah.
We're trying to find out why this was a harsh tumah.
Yeah.
Or we're trying to find out what. The tumah is not because it's a harsh tumah. He's punished for being mitzoros. He sent out of the camp.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the level of his tumah that he is.
Correct. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is going to say in 2 seconds that a Tamei Meis needs a paraduma.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody else needs a paraduma. That's pretty harsh. So it's not about a question of harshness. The question is, why is it that a Tamei Meis can yes go on the Harbai? And a Tamei Meis and a Tamei Zav cannot?
It has nothing to do with the level of Tumah.
Right, so what does that have to do? So what does that do it?
Well, that's what the Gemara is.
So what does that have to do with? So what is it then? What's the criteria? Why is it that a Mitzora can't enter the city? Because he spoke Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
And why is it that a Zav can't go on the Harabai? Why not? So the answer is, because it comes out of his body. That's considered so severe. So Gemara says, it's a good question. Adrabba. Tomei Meis Chamor. Tomei Meis is much worse. Why? Shekein Toren Hazash. Shlishi Vishvi. It requires spring on day 3 and day 7. Amar Kra. So the Torah, Gemara says, you're right. Gemara says, Amar Kra. It says the Torah. Tomei. V'chal Tomei. Larabos Tomei Sheretz. It says Tomei and V'chol Tomei, which includes a Sheretz. Now, Zav Chamor Mitomei Sheretz. There's no question that a Zav is more Machmir than a Tomei Sheretz. My Chumra, what's the Chumra? Kedam Marin, like we just said. That what? Comes out of the body. Adarava, Sheretz Chamor. Asharis is much worse. Why is it worse? Shekein metame ba'ones. It's metame ba'ones. I accidentally touched the dead frog. I didn't mean to do that. Doesn't matter. Azav, not ba'ones. Azav has to be some kind of intentional, some discharge. Not ones.
What do you mean
it's only ones? What? It doesn't. You only chive if it's in your control.
But Azav is not under control either.
What?
Azav is not also not under control.
Discharge.
What?
Yeah,
there's
the discharge.
1 minute. No, Zav is not tummy if it happens bonus. You have to do something to have that discharge come out. You jump, you eat certain foods. It doesn't just stam happen. If it stam happens, you're not tummy. Sharet, you are tummy. So Sharet is worse. So the Gemara says, Amri, what? Amri, no. Shei gavna zav na mitzmuya mitame ba'ones. No, a zav is tame ba'ones. What kind of zav? So there's three types of zav. If a zav has one discharge, he becomes tame that day. If he has two, he becomes tame for 7 days. And if he has three, over even if it's in 1 day, or over 3 days, has to bring a carbon. So the first zav, that can be ba'ones. To be a zav for 1 day, that can happen ba'ones. To be 7 days, that has to be not ba'onis. So it's still like a sheretz. So it is like a sheretz. Kedra funa, dam refuna. Ria rishona shel zav, metari ba'onis. The first ria of a zav is metari ba'onis. So it comes out. There's nothing that a sheretz has that's more machmer than a zav. There's no halacha that a sheretz has that's more machmer than a zav. But a zav is more machmer than a sheretz. How so? Because it exits the body.
7 days.
What?
Potential for 7 days.
That momachmer.
Right, exactly.
How is a sheretz momachmer? The answer is not.
It's not.
Right? Okay. So therefore, you can make the kal v'chomer. If a sheretz, then for sure is zav. My chomer de mitzora mizav. Why is a mitzora more machmer than a zav? Shekain, that what? That has to leave the whole city. Shekain ton, priya. It requires priya. What's priya? Priya is cutting off the hair, uprima, and ripping the clothing, right? V'asar b'tashmish amita. And a mitzvah is asar in tashmish amita. So Rashi right away says, 1 second, over here. How do you know that? Well, he's alone. How long is the asar in tashmish amita? So Rashi says, the ksiv, it said, v'yeshev mechutz lo'ohel, v'ein oholo ela ishto. So when he has to go away, can a wife come with me? No, she cannot come with you. You're going by yourself. Not only that, she can't come with you. She's asar to come with you. It's not a choice. It's usher. Lamanda amar b'moed katan. The machlok is about this b'moed katan. Lamanda b'moed katan kal v'chomer liyimei chaluto. Ika chumra tuva. Okay, that's a big chumra. So she can't be there the whole time he's locked up. Umanda amar yimei seforo dafka. Others say that the only time she can't be there is the 7-8 days of the tahira process. Then she can't be there. But a guy can be a mitzora for a year. Right? A guy can be a mitzora for a long time. The whole time, some hold, the wife can't be there. That's a huge chumra, says Rashi. Others say no. Once the kohen says, okay, the mitzvah is shrinking, now we're getting into the taira, and now you have to be alone, the wife can't be here. Now the real taira process starts, the tshuva, whatever, alone, mitzvah, lashon hara, then she can't be here. Afilu hachi, chumra mihi, still a chumra. Why? Because the ilu zav lo mitzah midi tashish, a zav is not usher in tashish at all. Okay? Now, Adarabba says the Gemara just opposite. Zav chomer, zav's worse. Why? She came matame mishkav u'moshav, because a zav is matame anything he sits on, u'matame kli cheretz behesed. And he's matame kli cheretz if he moves it. If he takes a stick and moves that cup with the stick, he's matame the cup. You don't know that by Mitzorah. So the Gemara says, so you see, Mati, that what makes something worse and better is all relative. Whatever the Gemara decided.
Right, exactly.
Right? It's not inherently, because these are chumras that, Zav is, in a way, it is worse than a mitzvah.
Where is going to find something
for a chumra? So the Gemara, Amar Kra, Zav, well, it says a Zav, V'chal Zav, is Larabos Balkeri. A Balkeri is also a Zav. Right? A Balkeri is also a Zav. Umitzvah Chomri Balkeri. Now, a mitzvah is for sure more machmer than a Balkeri. My chumra is the chumra. Kedamarin, like we just said, because of
because why is a Mitzorah more machmir than a Balkeri? Like we just said, what did we just say? Well, because the Mitzorah requires cutting the hair and cutting the clothing, I can't be with his wife. Adrava, Balkeri chamor. Balkeri's worse. Why? She came a time of mashahu. A mashahu of Keri that comes out of the body is matame. The only other Mitzorah has a shear, has to release the grits. So it's not so simple. So the Gemara says, well, Tzavar lach Reb Nosson. No, we call it Reb Nosson, the Tanya, Reb Nosson Omer, Mishom, Reb Shmuel, Zav, Tzarech, Chatzimas, Pia Amah. The Zav has a shear. What's the shear? Lo and behold, it's the same shear as, I think it's a grit. V'lo hod lo chachamim. And the Chacham didn't agree to that. V'izkish le Balkeri lo Zav. And they make a hackish from a Balkeri to a Zav. So there really is a shear. There really is a shear. And not only that, the shear is bigger than a grit. So again, there's no area, there's no halacha where a Balkeri is more machmer than a Mitzorah. There's no such thing. Okay? No such thing. Therefore, the chumras only work in the Mitzorah's favor. V'chol tzarua lamali. Why does the Torah say v'chol tzarua? There's nothing to teach you with that. I says, you're right. I did the kasef calls of, because if not, me call tzarua. You're right. Okay. Now,
how are you comparing the Balkeri and
Mitzorah,
one's a
mission
and one's a
resh? Right, that's how we said. But a Balkeri's worse because it has no shear. Has no shear. And your tummy.
Compare two completely different things that have nothing to do with each
other. Correct, because they're in the same pocket, that's why.
Exactly.
Right, because these are the things that the Torah decided can't be here. They can't be here.
Which one?
Azav, a Mitzorah, and a tummy mace. They have nothing to do with each other. The Torah is from three completely different things. So we first tried to go back and forth and say, well, at the end of the day, this is how it is. A Tommy Mace is the least chomer, Zav is number two, and Mitzorah is the worst. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Shaper ka'amar le, ka'amar Rabbi Shimon. Shaper ka'amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had a good word back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had a whole drush of machanos. Rabbi Shimon said, what are you talking about? It's a Beferish Pasuk. That was a good taina. So, Shaper ka'amar Rabbi Shimon. But we buy a little kinetanya. So the answer is that when the pasuk said through and zav, he used it for the following vart. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says a whole different thing. Yachal, I would think, dachaku zavin umitzaroin, that the zav and the mitzvah is pushed through. V'nichnusu lazar bepesach haba betumah. Let's say it's a pesach when, like I said, let's say the gadol hadar died and the whole klal Yisrael went to the levaya and everybody's tummy. And what are they doing? They're bringing in bitumah. So the whole Klal Yisrael is standing where they're not allowed to stand, bitumah, on Erev Pesach. Azov shows up, well, you know what? Now's my chance. Now's my chance to go bring Korban Pesach. The whole Klal Yisrael is tummy. I happen to be a Azov. I happen to be a Mitzorah. I'll also show up. And they show up. Right? So, Minayin, Yachal, Dachak, Uzov, and Mitzorah. They push themselves in. The Zov and the Mitzorah. They push themselves in. V'nech Mitzorah, Lazar, Pesach, and they walk in. A Pesach above a tumah. It's a Pesach when everyone's there and everyone's tummy anyway. Here they are. Yachal yehi chayavin. I would say they're chayav. No, you know what? They get a heter. Talmud lamar. Ve'yishalchu men amachad et kol zeruah chol zav v'chol tamer l'nefesh. The only time this din applies is when all three cannot be there. V'chol b'shah she'tamei meisim mishtalchin. If the tamei meisim have to leave, zavin u'mitzvah mishtalchin. A zav and a tamei meis also have to leave. So what they do is, I don't know if they get credit, but they allow, they don't get karis for being here. Ain Torah Meis Mishtalchin, if the Torah Meis does not have to leave, Ain Zav and the Mitzorah Mishtalchin, we will not throw the Zav and the Mitzorah out. They can't be a Korban Pesach, but won't throw them out. Okay, good. Now, Amar Mar, Zav, V'chol Zav, L'rabos Balkeri. We said it's a Zav, V'chol Zav, that includes a Balkeri. Messiah Leil Rabbi Yochanan, that supports Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilos Lonis Gadshu. The Mechilos, the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, have no Kedusha. That statement, according to Rashi, has nothing to do with what we're discussing. It's totally out of left field. The second statement does. U'Balkeri Mishtaleach Chod L'Shtei Machanos. And a Balkeri has to be sent out of two machanos. Meaning, if you're a Balkeri, you cannot go onto the Harabayas, even in a spot that's not in the Azara. Because you like Azav. Meifei, 1 second. You know, before we do Meifei, look at Tosas, Mechilas on Eskatsu. That the Mechilas were not Kodesh. That the ground underneath tunnels were not Kodesh. Is that true? Vim Tomar. Ha'amar Perek Beis Dizvachim. We say in Perek Beis of Zvachim, Nekra Evan, if a stone got uprooted, one of the stones in the base of Mikdash fell off, V'omad Bimkoma, and you're standing there, Mahu, what's the din? Umasik, and we conclude, La'olam Pshitalei, Tichikadish David Ritzba, Ad Aris Tahom Makadish. When he was Makadish the floor, he was Makadish the floor down to the Tahom, down to the depths of the earth. How could you tell me that the tunnels are not Kodesh? That's Beferish, that Gemara says, David Melech was Makadish it. V'yesh Lomar, listen to this answer. The Beketzah Tzolin, Maskinam, we say like this. Kiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Bepesuchos L'chol. Avol Pesuchos L'Kodesh, Kodesh. Where are the tunnels underneath holy? Only in the Kodesh. But in the Azara, they're not. So if you're in a non-Kodesh part, or not in the Beis HaMikdash, if you're in a non-Kodesh part of the Beis HaMikdash, that was not the Mechilas over there, I'm not Kodesh. But if you're in a Kodesh part, they are. Okay? How they knew that, I have no idea. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. Meisvei. Where am I? Balkari, Shema, Kemaga Sheretz. A Balkari has the same din as someone who touches the Sheretz. My lav, l'machanehem. Doesn't that, what way are they the same? Doesn't that mean regarding the machanehem? Right? Just like a Tomei Sheretz. It can only leave, can only not be in the Machane Shechina. So too, a Balkari can also only not be in the Machane Shechina. Doesn't it mean that? Well, it doesn't mean that. L'tumma sam. It means regarding their tumma. So regarding their tumma, l'tumma sam, hai tumma seref ksiv bay, hai tumma seref ksiv bay. Preferish apostle. Each one of them is tummy for one day. Elalav l'machane osam. It must be regarding the Machanes. Lo, says the Gemara. No, la'olam l'tumma osam. It's regarding the tumma. For a kamash malon, the Balkari. That a Balkari, Kimaga Sheretz, has the same deal as touching a Sheretz. Ma Maga Sheretz, Betame Ba'ones, that happens by accident. Af Balkari, Betame Ba'ones, so too Balkari, even if it's an accidental emission, you become Tame. Okay? We'll stop here. Mm-hmm. And Gemara's going to keep on going about the Tumba.
What's the purpose by Sheretz? How else would it be?
I mean, on purpose.
I'm saying.
Think about it. There's no other affair you can do by accident. You could do it a very by accident.
So you're
Tommy. I said, well, I would say maybe I'm not Tommy. It's only the basis. What? Right. You walk into a room with the mace, you become Tommy.
You didn't know the mace was there.
Okay, ready? This is Hilchas Bias Mikdash of the Rambam Perek Gimel. Mitzvah Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Tasei, it's a mitzvah Tasei, L'shaleach Kol HaTameyim Min HaMikdash, to send all the Tameis out of the Mikdash. Shenemar. So it's simple. Beis. Ze machne omer kan, machne shechina. Shehu, mi pesach azaras Yisrael v'lefnim. It's the azara, the shar nikinur, and going deeper in. Shemeyani, I see from here. Shemetzora zav utame meis. Shloshton v'makom echad. Really, they're all the same spot. Talmud lomar metzora bodad yeshe v'chutz l'machane. Ze machne Yisrael. Shu Pesach Yerushalayim v'lefnim, beginning of the city. Ma Metzora Tumasa Chamura, Chamur Shilucha Mishlucha Chaveiro. So since it's worse, it's sent out further away. Af Kosha Tumasa Chamura, Chamur Shilucha Mishlucha Chaveiro. Sent out worse. Mufikach therefore, Meshachar Ezeh Metzora Chutz L'Gimel Machanot, Shehu Chutz L'Yerushalayim, Meshu Tumme Metame Bibia. It's Metame Bibia. You walk into, what does that mean, Metame Bibia? What does that mean? Metame Bibia. Right, you walk into the house, everything in the house becomes tummy. It only applies to Hamitora. No, the Gemara didn't say that. Rama makes that up. Ma she'en azav metame. Gimel. Umashalchin zavin v'zavos nidos v'yoldos chutz l'shtei machanos. Anyone who's a zav, or a zava, or a nida, or a yoledes, has to leave two machanos. They cannot enter the Har HaBayis at all. Shehu chutz lahar habayis mipnei shehein metamin hamishka v'hamoshav. They become tamei anything they sit on, afilu tachas ha'evin, even under a stone. Ma shein hamais metamei. A mace is not metamei like that. Says with Pesach Frank, how do you know that you're not a zav? How do you know you're not a Zav? If you're a Zav, you can't go on to the Tamei. If you're a Tamei, everybody's a Tamei Meis. Everybody that's born is a Tamei Meis. So if you're a Tamei Meis, you can theoretically enter the Harabayas as long as you don't cross over the spot where the Azara would begin. We don't know where that spot is, but we know where it's not. So it's not, I feel like it's not in the Silver Dome. It's not. We're going to get to the Derabanan in a minute. Midaraisa, there'd probably be nothing wrong with it, unless you're a Zav. Now, in Halacha Dalet, he says like this, Tamei Meis, Afil HaMeis Atzmo, even the Meis itself, like we just put the pasuk we have with Yosef. He says the same thing. Right? Mutu L'Hakonis L'Arabayas, Shnar Rigach Moshe Atzmo Yosef, Imo, Imo B'machan L'Leviyah. Now the Ram in Halacha Hay says as follows. Hachel, the Chel, which is a surrounding fence that surrounded the Harabayas. Where's the Chel? Tazara. But it's more
in the Harabayas.
It's on the Harabayas, somewhere between the edge of the Harabayas and the Azara. Somewhere between there is the Chel. Hachel, Mishal Chid Mimenu Akum, a goy can't enter past the Chel. Utame Meis, or Utame Meis, or Bole Nidos, right? So he has a footnote here, and he says, the Kesef Mishnah says, it's a Dindarabanan. Midrabanan, a Utame Meis, can't go past the Chel. So now, the area where you could go, Midrabanan, is now even, it's shrunk. It just shrunk. How much did it shrink? Again, we don't know. Because we don't know where that is. Anybody know where that is? Huh?
We still know where it's not,
but we don't know where it is.
You can't go past the
Chel. Can't go past the Chel, so anyone who goes on to the Harabayas would never violate a Durabanan. These people are the firmest of the firm. They would never violate a Durabanan. Right? Never. So what's Pshat? They believe they're not going past the Chel. They would never do it on purpose. They would never dream of violating a Durabanan. They would never. So what's Pshat? They believe they know where they're going.
If you hug the wall of
where the Silver Dome is, you're fine. Except if you're a Suffolk Zav. If you're a Suffolk Zav, there's no out. So if you're Suffolk, let's play this out. So let's say you're a Suffolk Zav. What does a Zav have to do to become not a Zav? What does a Zav have to do to become not a Zav?
Depends
what?
What level of Zav you are.
Let's say you're a 3-day Zav, you're the worst Zav. Which everyone could be a Suffolk that. You have to count Shiva Nikiyam, and you need a carbon. So if you count the Shiva Nikiyam, which how does a man even do that? Well, let's say you do that. Figure out how to do that. How do you even do that? So you count Shiva Nikiyam. Now you have to be a carbon. So what are you? You have to count Shiva Nikiyam, go to the mikvah, and you're Mechusa Kippurim. So the Rambam says, Aval Tful Yom Nichnas L'Sham. A Tful Yom is allowed to go. Right?
Your
the footnote says.
Yes, you're a carbon.
Right? Shekvar Taval. Right? That's so far, so then you would be okay. Then in Vav he says like this Ezras Hanashim. The Ezras Nashim. What's Ezras Nashim? Meshalchin Yemenu Tvulyom. So Tvulyom can't go there. Avalom Mechusa Kippurim. But a Mechusa Kippurim can go there. Mechusa Kippurim is someone who's just waiting for the carbon, which no one could bring that. Shemachusa Kippurim Harif Shimsho, the Isser Tful Yom B'machna Levia, Midivrei Sofrim. So Tful Yom can't go onto the Harabayas, Midivrei Sofrim. I don't know. Unless this is more chomer than a Midrabanan. Rambam says Midivrei Sofrim. A different sofer. So how do you get out of this Rambam? I don't know.
They do get out of it because
unless you say that only goes on the Ezra's Noshim part, but that's not what it says. It's the Isser Tful Yom B'Machna Leviyah. Machna Leviyah means the rest of the Harabayas that's not the Azara.
But where does it say that the Kedusha Chal in the Beis HaMikdash is not there?
What?
Where does it say that the Kedusha
is we believe it is, I don't know it.
Missing something because they use the Rambam as a.
I would love.
But this is all assuming that the Beis HaMikdash is there.
What?
I'm not talking about just the land without the Beis HaMikdash.
I would agree. I do believe. I do believe. Putting aside this Rambam, which I have to figure out, get out of it. Maybe there's others argue. Putting aside this Rambam, A, it's only the Rabbanim. There's no Kares. I say, oh, okay, of course, there's a Radvaz that says that the answer about the Kosel. The Radvaz lived in the 1500s where apparently there were houses like up to the Kosel. And people, there might have been houses hugging the Kosel. Right, they cleared away. The Radvaz, who lived in the early 1500s, mid-1500s, he didn't know if the Kosel was the wall of the Azara or the wall that it really is, the wall of the Har. He didn't know. So they all quote the Radvaz. The Radvaz, you don't want to say that Gadol made a mistake. He just was with him. He didn't know that he was missing four. Doesn't take one iota away from his godless. There were thousands of truvas. Doesn't take away. He didn't know. So when they told him there's a wall there, he thought it was the wall of the Azara. The wall of the Azara, you run into big problems. But you might not even be able to touch it. But we know that's not what it is today. It's clear not what it is. That doesn't have anything to do with the discussion. That's an old tshuva. It's 500 years old. It doesn't apply. So there's no. If you go where you're not allowed to go, which these people don't go, they don't go where.
They don't walk around the center.
Any suffix, they don't go. They don't bring anything to do with suffix. Oh, let's go one more foot. They don't do that. They only go where they have marked off where they believe you could go. I'm not saying anything bad about them. They have who to rely on. The question is, what are they relying on? Right? Now, if you have who to rely on, what's the issue then? Let's say you have who to rely on. So what about that? So then already it's just a question of tradition. Nobody ever went up. Why are you going? All right, that's for bigger people than me to discuss. I don't know what to say. I also have a taifa to go. Right? So the way I answer is, it's one of the consequences of galus. Right? It's a lot of consequences of galus. It's another consequence. I'll live without going up. Right? So I'll err on the side of caution. Right? And I'm not that fiery that I have to be one of those people that go, okay, some people are, good for them, call it kavod. But how do we get out of this Rambam? So if anybody has any thoughts how to get out of the Rambam, I'd love to hear it. Because even if you want to say the machlokes, so now you want to hold it to the Makel Shita, like on what basis? So we have to find an answer for that Rambam. All right? But the whole, by the way, the whole thing's only the Rabbanon. We just got it down to the Rabbanon.
What?
No, we don't buy the Rabbanon, but it's not a question of courage. So when they put those kol koreis, yichayev koreis, that's not really true. Right? That's not really true. It's not chayev koreis. It's only durabanon. Right? We don't do durabanons either, but it's a whole other ballgame. Right?
If anyone has an
answer, they can send it to the shul email on the shul website. And we'll get the story. All right, everyone have a very good day.
All right.